Exodus 40:21-25. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, and set up the veil for the screen, and screened the ark of the testimony, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. Then he put the table in the tent of meeting, on the north side of the tabernacle, outside the veil. And he arranged the bread in order, upon it before Jehovah, as Jehovah had commanded Moses. Then he put the lamps in the tent of meeting, opposite the table, on the south side of the tabernacle. And he set up the lamps before Jehovah, as Jehovah had commanded Moses.
And Moses did according to all that Jehovah had commanded him. So he did, again and again. The words, as Jehovah had commanded Moses, are repeated. When I read this portion of the word as a young person, I thought it was too repetitious. It seemed to me that it would have been sufficient to say at the end that everything was done according to what God had commanded Moses. However, the fact that the words, as Jehovah had commanded Moses, are repeated again and again, indicate something important. As far as the tabernacle and its furniture are concerned, the book of Exodus does not begin from our side and proceed to God's side. Rather, it begins from God's side and proceeds to our side. In order for the holy and righteous God to reach man, he must act in a way that matches his holiness and corresponds to his righteousness. Therefore, in order for God to come from heaven to earth to reach us, his righteousness must be upheld, and his holiness must be honored. This means that God cannot come to us in a clearless way.